Did you kill a basilisk with that sword in Dumbledore's office?
Demanded Terry Boot.
That's what one of the portraits on the wall told me when I was in there last year.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, said Harry. Justin Finch-Fletchley whistled. The Creevy brothers exchanged awestruck looks, and Lavender Brown said, "Wow," softly. Harry was feeling slightly hot around the collar now. He was determinedly looking anywhere but at Cho.
"And in our first year," said Neville to the group at large, "he saved that sorcerer's stone."
"Sorcerers," hissed Hermione.
"Yes, that, from you-know-who,"
finished Neville. Hannah Abbott's eyes were as round as galleons.
"And that's not to mention," said Cho.
Harry's eyes snapped onto her. She was looking at him, smiling. His stomach did another somersault.
"All the tasks he had to get through in the Triwizard Tournament last year, getting past dragons and merpeople and acromantulous and things."
There was a murmur of impressed agreement around the table. Harry's insides were squirming. He was trying to arrange his face so that he did not look too pleased with himself. The fact that Cho had just praised him made it much, much harder for him to say the thing he had sworn to himself he would tell them. "Look," he said, and everyone fell silent at once. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to be modest or anything, but I had a lot of help with all that stuff."
"Not with a dragon, you didn't,"
said Michael Corner at once.
"That was a seriously cool bit of flying."
"Yeah, well," said Harry, feeling it would be churlish to disagree.
"And nobody helped you get rid of those Dementors this summer,"
said Susan Bones.
"No," said Harry. "No, okay, I know I did bits of it without help, but the point I'm trying to make is..."
"Are you trying to weasel out of showing us any of this stuff?" said Zacharias Smith.
"Here's an idea,"
said Ron loudly before Harry could speak.
"Why don't you shut your mouth?"
Perhaps the word weasel had affected Ron particularly strongly. In any case, he was now looking at Zacharias as though he would like nothing better than to thump him. Zacharias flushed.
"Well, we've all turned up to learn from him, and now he's telling us he can't really do any of it," he said.
"That's not what he said," snarled Fred Weasley.
"Would you like us to clean out your ears for you?" inquired George, pulling a long and lethal-looking metal instrument from inside one of the Zonko's bags.
"Or any part of your body, really. We're not fussy where we stick this," said Fred.
"Yes, well," said Hermione hastily. "Moving on, the point is, are we agreed we want to take lessons from Harry?"